There are two separate eruption sites at Kilauea Volcano. The Pu'uo'o vent started erupting in 1983, but there has been a recent change. Hawaiian Volcano Observatory research geologist Matt Patrick.
This new activity is 12-plus miles down on the east rift zone of Kilauea. But last year, we had this lava flow moving to the northeast. That flow is dead now. That new flow is heading in the same general direction as that flow that just died. Uphill of residential areas, far down slope, but it's moving very, very slowly, so there's absolutely no imminent hazard.
The second eruption site is at the summit inside the Halema'uma'u crater.
That eruption began in 2008 and continues today. What it consists of now is a very impressive, very beautiful lava lake that's continuously circulating in a smaller pit crater within Halema'uma'u crater. In the 1800s and the early 1900s, there was lava lake activity there for over 100 years, so it has this potential to have long-lived activity.
As beautiful as the Summit Lake may be, it is also the biggest contributor to the most obvious impact of the volcano, the sulfur dioxide release known as VOG. Hawaiian Volcano Observatory Chief Scientist Jim Koahikawa.
Since the Summit eruption started in 2008, emissions increased dramatically at the summit. Emissions have not changed.
So does Koahikawa see a decrease in VOG coming?
It's been pretty stable, actually, over the last several years. So, no, sorry.
From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.